Rashi says, "Haim kriyotzu by the shvichas damim." That the kovel hetter, because really Shimon thinks he's mutter, he's allowed to do it. But the ain't mutter, really not allowed to. So kusi, because of kusi, Yisrael chayiv. In such a case, the guy is chayiv. The chen Yisrael b'Yisrael, a Jew to another Jew, does to be chayiv misa. On Yisrael the kusi potter. But if a Jew does it to a guy, he's potter. And according to liberty of Yonasim, of Rabban and Polygon of Yami, hetter gamahu, plekach yotzeba. It only goes according to Yonasim, not according to Rabban.
Kovel hetter, the ain't mutter. It's something that should have been mutter, but you did not do it in the way that it's mutter. So kusiv, 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 Yisrael chayiv. In such a case, if a guy does it to another guy, a guy does it to a Jew, he's chayiv. V'chein Yisrael b'Yisrael. Av Yisrael b'kusiv potter. But if a Jew does this to a guy, he's potter. Believe it or Rabbi Yonasin. Av Rabban and Paul Galev Yarmi het the governor of Lekka Kiyotzev Zer. We'll soon see. Ashkia, Nerek Ashkia. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Ashkia Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Devi Kosiv the Sefer Gadato. He was writing down on the Sefer Gadato the Vei Rav, when he was learning the Beis Medrash of Rav, like this. That the halachas are that the Sefer Gadato, Mashman stories, but he wrote down halachas there. That Ben Noyach Nerag B'dayin Echot. A guy could be judged even by one dayin. If one dayin had before right, if one dayin comes and says a guy is chayiv miso, we can kill him. Ubiyed Echot. Even if only one aid comes to say the guy was Nazani with somebody else's wife, he's chayiv miso. Shloi Basro, even without warning him, we kill him. Mi piyish, but if you hear aid mi piyed, you only heard it over from another person, we also believe them. But v'loi mi piyisha, we do not believe it from an isha. The lady says it over, that much we do not believe her. V'afila korov, even a relative is also kosher, fadis of a guy. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, afala ubrim, even on the ubur, a guy is chayim. That means Rashi says, hikor es isha, if a guy hits a pregnant lady, the Yotzi Yilodeon, that she has a miscarriage now, Neragaleim, a guy is killed for that. Over Yisro Mashenkin, by a Jew, it's not that way. If a Jew does that to a pregnant lady, he's potter from Issa. He's not killed for that. Because when is it called you're killing a person? Only if the person came out alive. He came out Yotzi Yilodeon. Because if not, they were in Masech Benidah. Tinik Ben Yoymechod, Hahor Bechayiv. If a kid is one day old, as long as he's born, now, if somebody comes and kills him, that person's chayiv mitzvah. Heichod the kimle the gavur. We know for sure shekol lechadoshim ben neifel. If we know for sure he's a 9-month-old baby and he's going to live, now if you kill him, you chayiv mitzvah. But before that, before he came out to the world, if you hit the pregnant lady, you're potter from mitzvah. But by a goy is chayiv al uber. Af al uber, a goy is also chayiv for uber. Question is, we know anemili. How do we know this? That by a goy, if a goy hits another pregnant lady, he's chayiv misa. We know in the mili. Army of Yuda. The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Achaz dimchem lenashaseichem edrash. That I'll be derish, I'll investigate your blood for any blood that you spilled. That means like this, afilo b'dayinecha, I'll investigate even the simplest way, even with one dying. Then it says, miyad kol chai, afilo shloi b'yasro, even without a warning. Edrashenu, or miyad odom, afilo b'yed echod. Says again, miyad odom, even from the neid echod. Miyad ish, here's the drush of loy miyad isha, not from a lady though. Ochiv, a brother, afilo korv, even though he's a relative, still he's nemun for the sadis. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, name of Rabbi Shmuel, they said over, af al ubrin. If a guy kills or hits a pregnant lady, and she has a miscarriage, he's chai for that. My time with Rabbi Shmuel, what's the reasoning? The pasuk says, shoyfech damo odom, the odom, Dami Yishofech. If you hit the blood of a person, for that you're killed. So Izeu Adam Shubi Adam. Where is there a case of man in a man? Where's the case of a man in a man? Have Yaimazza Uba, pregnant lady. She has a baby inside her. Have Yaimazza Uba the Meya Imai, the baby inside the stomach. That's called Adam the Adam. So the guy kills the baby, he's Chayef Misa.
I mean a guy should act in the lab doing abortion then.
Right.
What?
A guy should doctor not allowed to an abortion.
Right. Right to the Tanakamo. What does Tanakamo hold? Tona de Menashe is according to Tona de Menashe. The Yomi says, Kol Misa Murul of Nei Noyach, Enerele Chenik. Any Misa the guy gets is always Chenik. Rashi says, The Yain Domo Yoitz Lechutz. By a guy who never shed his blood. His blood never comes out. It's only Chenik, we strangle him. Vishadi Lehai, Be Yodam Asaif of the Kruah. And he puts the Sodom on the Saif of the Kruah. This is the way Dashon is the Pasuk. Pi Odom Dama Yishofech. That means, Eizel Shvichas Dama Shal Odom
Shubagufa Shalodim, how do we kill a person that his blood stays inside the person, that the blood is not shed? That's what the Pasuk means to say. Not that a guy is chayiv for an uber, but that a guy is potter, he holds. He's teaching us that the misa we give a guy is such a misa that his blood still stays in his body. That's strangling. Even the lechur by sreif is also the same way. What sreif could be, sreif, at least you're burning the blood inside though. When you throw down the hot lead, the hot lead goes and burns up the kishkis. Sometimes it burns up some blood also. It uses up some blood. Strangling does not affect the blood at all. Everything else affects the blood. Nosir Rahamnuna. The Isha la Nifkada, is it true that an Isha is not Nifkada? Was killing the Ruba? No, Rashi Isha Bas Noyach, la Nifkada Ladin. We're always talking about now Ben Noyach. Mash Masoni Yagoy. A man, he's Machiv and all the Sheva mitzvahs. We never say Bas Noyach. Mash Mashiksa, a Goya, she has no mitzvahs. Is that true? The Isha la Nifkada, the Pasuk says, Kiyadativ Lamana Shiyatsava as one of his Beisai. And Beisai is Hainu Noshim. So Chulia says about Roman Vinu, his Mitzav is Noshim. At that time, that Halacha like a Ben Noyach. Says Mashm, even the daughters also had Halacha Chiyuvim or Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noyach. So Noisadov Mufarak Law. Bonav Ledin Beisai Litzdaka. His Mitzav, his children, to listen to Dayanim. That was Din goes upon his children. Beisai Litzdaka, to do Tzdaka. Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Not din, not listen to din. But to do kindness, that's what his mitzvah is daughters. They should be nice to the chanos harchim. But on din, to bezdim, dinim, that only applies to the bonim and not to the bonus. Oh, malay rav avi sab, rav papa, ema, why don't I say, bas noyach, shahorga, loiti horrid. So let's say if a girl, a shik, a goya, if she kills somebody, we don't kill her. Why miyadish? The pasuk says from a man. If a man kills, filay miyadisha, not from a lady. Yeah. Maybe she's not mitzvah and shvichas dam mida. So I says no. It's omalei hochi yom rav yuda shayfech dam odom mikol makom dam odom. It says mash many men. Any man that kills, even an isha, she's included in this law. An isha cannot kill. Ema, let's say no. Maybe bas neyach shezinso leit nano. Another kasha. Ema bas neyach shezinso leit horik. Maybe the shiksa has mus. Maybe she's not chayiv misa. Only a man is chayiv misa. Not a lady. The chsir says in the pasuk, al chain yazav ish. A man should leave his parents. The dovak dishto, it says. So only the man has the chiyuv to stay with his wife and not with another lady. For lo yisha, doesn't say it's even on the lady. Maybe a shiksa is allowed to live with other men. Or Malay says back, no. Hochi yom rabbi, this is what rabbi said. For ho yo the bosur echot. That when they're married, they're like one person. Ho de ravinu kroh. That's like putting all chiyuvim one on the other. So since it's also for a man to live with another lady, the same thing is also for the lady to live with another man.
Is it?
Sure, sure.
For a man
sure.
A man's allowed to have many wives.
We're talking about a balasish, a bulasish. You can't marry another lady. If they're familiar, they're not married. If they're married, they're talking about now. To marry an ish is ish. Turn around one word like this. Ish. Matamad Lema, what the Pasuk say? Ish ish. What's the extra word? Ish ish over here. El Kol Sheh Besar by the Pasha of Arroyis. It says also Lashon of Ish ish. This double Lashon. Le Rabbi says Hakusim that even Goyim Sheh Muzor Mal Arroyis Ki Yisrael. Just like one Jew cannot live with his sister, his Tana holds that a Goy could also not live with his sister, even though she's not a Bulas Baal, she's not married yet. But the Kroivim, all the Arroyis that apply to a Jew, also apply to Goyim. That's the portion of Ish Ish, the Rabbit is a Kusim. She was all right, Yisroel. But the Gemara is that true. From the Hocha Nafka, the Yosem Nafka is another Pasuk. Lema, we had before. We dash from the Pasuk of Eitzah by Yodam Rishon. From the Pasuk said, Lema, Zeh Gilu Arroyis. It said, we learn out from there that Gilu Arroyis, that by Ben Noyach, it's Chayim in Gilu Arroyis. So what's called Gilu Arroyis? Look in the Torah. All the Pasha of the Arroyis, that's Bechal, this words of Lema. So Mar says, Hosem Arroyis did too. So Yehocha bar Royis Tidan. Then maybe no. The difference with.
What is she saying?
Tidan. That's about Royis Tidan. She says Eishes Ish. He is royal. Yeah. By our Eishes Ish, by us the Chayiv, but by God you don't have an Eishes Ish. We'll soon see. Hoshem bar Royis Tidu. Hoshem bar Royis Tidan. The Torah says in the Sefer, Vo'al Aroyis Yisrael Nidam B'dim Yisrael. That if they live on with Ervis, a goy, so we bring him to a Jewish court. Nidam B'dim Yisrael. L'may Hilchasa, what's the special law we bring him to a Jewish court? L'may Hilchasa, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Bahua, L'nitzuchov Yonah Nidis, El Li'odo V'Eidim V'Yasroa. That we need a dozen of 23, and we need two Eidim here, and he has to be warned also. So it says here, if a goy has a royas, he's only chayv misa like a Jewish court. But the Gemara, why? Migra goro, what kind of swear is this? Why now do we let him, we only kill him with Eidim, with Asro? Rashi says, Migra goro, ze abo aleshus Yisroel, me abo aleshus kusi. If a goy lives with another shiksa, he tell him he's chayv in b'yedechot v'dayinechot. And now, they live with a Jewish lady. It's a bigger aveira. You want to say he's only chai b'din Yisrael? Why? Doesn't make sense. Migra goro. Elom Rav Yechanon. Lo nitzucho. What do we need this for? El lanar amarosa. That's the case. The case where she made kedushin. She set aside for her husband, but they did not live together. Right? Lanar amarosa. There was who less lu by goyim. There's no such thing. By a goy, there's no real ma'aser kedushin by goyim. We have before. There's only yibulas bal. When the lady is set aside, live with the man, she's set aside, designated for this man, that's called the Bulas Baal. Now she's also with another man. But if they only made Erisin, just made a party, that means nothing by a goy. By Shenkin, by Yos, by a Jew, it means something. So the Hu, Leslu, they don't have this. The Danina Lu, Bidina, Tidan. In such a case, if a goy would live with a Jewish, Nara Marosa, in such a case, we would only kill the goy through a Bezdin of Yisrael. In such a case, we would only kill him with a bezin of 23, with two edim, and with asra. Because if his halacha is alone a goyish halacha, there's no din nara hamarasa. By a goy, there's only halacha of bulas bal. But gefort by a Jew, she's married now, it's also for a Jew, there's also an issa for goy, but this much has to be with a Jewish bezin. Avalacious ish, bedina ditu dadidilu. But a regular married wife, avada if a goy is caught to live with a Jewish married wife, we would kill him with his own laws, even with one dying, without Eidim, with only one Eidechod, and even without Hasra. His special law is only by Nara Marosa. You're right. So he just cast what I said. Esav, what did that verse do? Well, he lived with a Nara Marosa. What's so bad about that? He's not in Stava on that. It's not so bad. So Dava Mechua is not a nice thing to do, though. For the more of a Tani, we learn like this. Boa al Nara Marosa. If a goy lives with a Jewish Nara Marosa, need him a skila. We give him skila. Alashis ish, ninig bechenik. We give him chenik. Now why? Vi bedina ditu. If we give him his own misa, saifu. He should deserve saif.
But we just learned that the goy is given chenik. Then they're not supposed to spill his blood. Saif would spill his blood.
But bo'al Nara Marosa, need him a skila. Ki Yisrael. So, Bedina the Din of Sayefu, the Chol Mises Benoich Enival of Sayef, all the Rabbonin, the Pole Gatan of the Bemenashe. So, Machlekes. According to Rabbonin, the Rabbin, the Bemenashe, he holds all the Mises of the guys with Sayef. So, according to him, he'll get Sayef. Let's ask the question, why do we say if a guy lives with an Ashes Ish, he gets Chenik? Why should he get Chenik? If he lives with an Ashes Ish, that's a Goyish Halacha. He should get his Mises of Sayef. Vishle Menam Rossi gets Kilo, that's good. Because the guy does not have his own Issa on an Aram Rosa. It's only because it's a Jewish halacha. Therefore, he gets the Misa of a Jew. But when he lives with an Ashes Ish, he has his own Issa, he should get his own punishment of Saif and not Chenik. So, the says, so, Saifu, Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, my Ashes Ish Tiktoni, the guy should nicht so the chuppah, flo nivolo. And Echnami, they only made Nisuyin, they went into the chuppah, but they did not live together yet. So the two, leslu, they don't have any such halacha yet. Again, yeah. It's not called the bulas baal. Yeah. For a goy, he's mutter to that lady. Tadina lo bedina didan. Such a case, again, we have to give the goy the misa of a Jew, because he's only killed out of Jewish halacha. So just like a Jew is also to live with another married lady, the goy also. So it's bedina Yisrael, that's why he gets chenik. The Tani Rabbi Chanina, bulas baal. Yeshlo, a goy only has a bulas baal. That means by goy, a lady that lives with another man is also to another goy. Nitnasol l'chubav l'nivolo, ain lehen. For stam they made kedushin and nisuyin. Even they went to the chuppah, but they did not live together yet. A goy is mutter to live with her, else his goy should eat him. So therefore, if we kill him, it's only because of a Jewish halacha, and therefore he gets the misa of a Jew, he gets chenik. Tanya chavosti rabbi yechamin, he proves to rabbi yechamin. It says, "Kol erva she bezdin shay yisum amisin aleho." Any erva that a bezdin of Yisrael kills, ben noyach muzir aleho. A ben noyach has an azara of alav. Ein bezdin shay yisum amisin aleho. A Jewish bezdin doesn't kill. Ein ben noyach muzir aleho. A guy does not be avera. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This was Rabbi Meir.
And Rashi explains that Rabbi Meir goes a little bit to Rabbi Kiva, that he said, where do we know there's an erva by Bnei Noach? Miaken Yazovish, and the Vahosa Mechaibe Misa Sudik Sivi. So only in the parasha of Mechaibe Misas, those Aroyis apply to a Ben Noach. But the Aroyis of Mechaibe Krisus, they do not apply to a Ben Noach. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Vachomar Mechom say, Harbe Aroyis, a lot of Aroyis, Yeish, Ein, Bezin, Shayisom, Misan Aleim. Like a lot of Chayvi Krisis, that by a Jew you do not get Mises Bezdin, or Ben Noach Muzer Aleihem, and still the Ben Noach is Muzer Aleihem. Like all Chayvi Krisis, apply to Ben Noach also. Because they are now from the Pasuk Ish Ish, which is Rabbi, even a guy, Lechol, all, anything, any Arab, it says in the parish applies to a guy also. Another one says, Bo Ala Rois, Yisrael Nidin Bedina Yisrael. If a guy comes on Arab of a Jew, so the guy is Nidin Bedina Yisrael. It means he has to have a bezdin with Eidim, Bo'al ala royas ben noach, over the avera of a ben noach, dik erva, nidim medine ben noach. Then he gets the punishment through the bezdin of a ben noach, needs only one dying with one aid. Yeah. So you know what's our case is the difference between the erva of a Jew and the erva of a goy? Onu en lonu ela nara marosa bovad. In the case of a goy, lives with a nara marosa. So that's the case that for a goy, it's not called an erva, it's only called an erva for a Jew. So if a guy lives with an Aram Ross, so he'll only get Misa through a Bezdin of Chav Gimel with Eidim. For the Gemara, why the Nech Shunam, let's also include Nichnasa L'Chupav L'Nivlo, in case where she went to a Chupav L'Nivlo, where it says, Haitana Tana Zavei Menashio, is going to Tana Zavei Menashio. The Yom that he says, Ko Misa Amu L'Ben Noach, Eini Vela Chenik, that every Misa that a Ben Noach gets is also only Chenik. So it's so Idi Vidi Cheniku, whether it's an Eishas Isha of a Jew, or as an Erev Dikaloch of a Goy, it's the same thing gets the Mis of Chenek, so there would have no difference. Now the Gemara says, the Sov, Rabbi Meir, the truth of Rabbi Meir holds, Kol Erev Shebezin Shayisom Misa Naleho, Ben Noach Muzer Aleho, and it all the Chai Misas that apply to a Ben by Yisrael, also apply to Ben Noach, but is also Muzer on these things, is it true? For Tanya, we learn like this, Ger Shayisar Rosa Shla Begdusha, Vile Dosa Begdusha. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop there. We'll continue on this the next tape. You're holding Daf Nun Ches Samad Aleph on top. In this last Gemara again, Daf Nun Tes Samad Nun Zayin Rebbe's words like this. Notice the Kash on the bottom. The Sovereign Rabbi Meir is the truth that Rabbi Meir holds that Kol Erva Shebezdin Shayisam Misan Aleha. Any type of an Erva that if a Jew lives with that lady, he's Chayiv Misa. You're telling me that Ben Noach Muzer Aleha, that Rabbi Meir holds, or Goy, Ben Noach is also Chayiv on this. We learned like this.